today Delaney did not practice. Should be good tomorrow. Logan Ryan was back full. Derek Morgan was out for practice. Again, check him out tomorrow. I think that was it.
Does that mean Logan cleared protocol?
I think he still is. He had to go through a practice, and he still has to see one more doctor.
With Derek, is it a new injury? Or?
No.
So something's been battling?
The knee, yeah, still.
A positive sign, I guess, for Sunday for Logan, getting him out here today.
I think so. Yeah, I think he did some good things. I know he's passed some of the protocol. It's just one more obstacle he's got to go through today, and we'll see. But we have all the way up till Sunday to get him back if we have to.
Speaking as if he would play Sunday, how do you see him matching up with Larry Fitz?
I hope well. I mean, I think, he's faced some, A.J. Green in there. He's faced some good receivers as of late. So this is just another good one. And hopefully he's back for it.
You face a receiver like that, is it a respect but not fear type mentality?
I don't think he really fears anybody. I mean, I think he's very confident in his ability. I'm sure he respects these guys. They've had a long, productive career. Respects there. I'm sure it's mutual.
I know you talked last week about Clowney kind of moving around a little bit. Jones, where's he coming from? Do you know where he's coming from most plays?
Yeah. I mean, he's going to be on both sides. They do move him around. I'm not sure they do it as much as we got the week, last week, but we got to be aware where he's at.
What makes him so effective?
Size, reach, effort that he plays with. The scheme helps, obviously, a little bit. The way they their blitz package helps him. But he's just productive. A lot of sacks, a lot of pressures and sacks late. Just the effort.
Blaine is obviously third string, but he's the guy now. How much has he grown from the time when you had him?
He just, he looks much more comfortable in the pocket. He's making some very good throws. He's got a lot of – it's been 5 years, so he's got a lot more play under his belt. I had him when he was young. You can tell he's matured.
What are you starting with the production you've got from your rookie class as far as snaps and play time?
I think it's pretty close to last year, exactly, to be honest with you. Very close to the class from last year. I think it's been very productive. We've asked him to do a lot, just like we did last year with those guys. I'm pretty pleased. I mean, it's been a good class.
And at this point, don't get some rookies
tomorrow because you had to the final quarter. Right? No, that went out a while back. Yeah. I mean, they've got enough football under their belts right now to take that off of them. Yeah.
How's Richard coming along?
Good. He was full today, so that was good to see.
What does it mean to have him back?
He's very important to our offense. So, again, I'm hoping gets up in the morning, feels good, after a good day's work, and we'll see tomorrow if he can continue to keep going. But he's an important part of this offense.
Delaney always draws a lot of attention. Has it been even more, though, in Richard's absence the last couple of weeks?
It's been more all year. I mean, it's just been a lot. And he's still being productive. He's finding ways, and I think hopefully it's helping get some of these other guys some balls, if anything.
You probably don't check out college football this time of year, but with the Heisman coming up, how is it to have two former Heisman winners as a big part of your offense?
I don't even think of it that way. Once they get up to this level, that goes out. I mean, they're in the NFL now. They had productive college careers. It's a little different at this level, I think. Obviously, they've been productive here, too, but you're right, I don't follow that very much.